AVS Media
Okay, I
Demo.
guess we're recording now. So Dan, can you tell me a little bit about the business that you started, or your first instance where you started a business?
AVS
The first
Media
instance I started a
Demo.
business was in 1974 and 75, when I decided that I needed to open my own CPA practice so that I could be in charge of my destiny.
Good deal, definitely. So what process did you go
AVS
through with
Media
that?
Demo.
It was the least well thought out example of starting a business in my entire life. I had a refund check from the federal government of almost $2,800, which was about half a year's income at that time. And
AVS
I had
Media Demo.
$1,200 in the bank account. And I had worked in the Florence, Darlington area since I got out of school, and thought that people would naturally come to me.
Okay. Did you
and
have
AVS
a sort of
Media
assessment
Demo.
Of the
Yes,
customer base?
And you spend the first 2 months in the morning doing crossword puzzles, and then in the afternoon contacting the customer base who
AVS Media
they
Demo.
Will come at the end of the tax season. Whenever the tax season starts, they'll be there with bright eyes. 3 years later, I have four regular business clients. I have established
AVS Media Demo.
Personal loans. I've traded cars to get the equity out of the car that I had. I have established a monthly relationship with Citibank credit cards.
AVS Media Demo.
For minimum payments.
Oh. Oh, God.
And was informed by one of my clients that his cousin was coming to town and that I needed to take her out on a date, or I would only have three.
AVS Media Demo.
It gets into the reality that back in the 70s, there was a high emphasis on quality of living and the type of
AVS
clients.
Media Demo.
I had hit all of the good markers because I was with a regional CPA firm on that type of evaluation. The only thing I didn't take into the idea was that most CPAs attract
AVS Media Demo
their age or older.
And at your age, they're one.
And at the age of 25, I was just fortunate that I was in the National Guard so I could have food each month. That became my first
AVS Media Demo.
So I started the business in 75. In 1983, I was fortunate enough to sell it and move to North Carolina, and had promised my wife, once I got out of sober practice,
AVS Media Demo,
I would enjoy the rest of my life.
So that she would have a steady income.
Right. And fortunately, I was able to collect enough on the down payment to pay off the debt, and
AVS Media Demo
to not pay off the house, but actually get the house sold, and move up to North Carolina. The continuing payments I continued for a year on my CPA sale.
AVS Media Demo.
And
Which of the many recessions 80. Was that? 80, 1980.
80,
okay.
Yes, and so I collected only about half of what I should have collected on my practice sale.
AVS Media Demo.
True to my word, and I worked for CPA firms for 2.5 years, eventually working for one in Asheville. And then by that time, I'm 35 years old.
AVS Media Demo.
And, or 38 years old. And now I'm attracting interest from people that actually have money. Not just
who already established a business.
Not for working people that have money.
Right.
And so I started my second business, this time a little while.
AVS Media Demo.
I had a house with some equity in it. We were able to get a business loan, a credit line, and a business loan for equipment that I could pay out on a monthly basis. I had
AVS Media Demo.
Business experience enough to know that I shouldn't buy things that I couldn't afford, and not to pay for some things that I didn't have in the bank account. But there was that big a change from 75.
AVS Media Demo.
Was that in 75, you didn't think about how you financed the business. All businesses were financed by family.
Sure.
You either created your own wealth to start your own business.
AVS Media Demo.
Money to start your own business. Banks were not interested in helping small businesses at the time, much like they are today. And in 88, banks were all excited about helping businesses, particularly professional businesses.
AVS Media Demo.
And so you could get credit lines and credit cards and equipment loans simply because you had the letters behind your name. And whether you were a doctor, lawyer, or CPA, there were ready debt.
AVS Media Demo.
Still, there was no big financial planning to go through. What you could do was open your door and hope the people that promised the work would actually come.
AVS Media Demo.
For 3 years. And was about 90% billable and had very little office staff, but was able to get my loans paid off. Then things changed.
AVS Media Demo.
After the business. The one thing we found out in my first business was that naturally you attract the clients that you do have are clients that are heavily indebted.
AVS Media Demo.
Good CPA firms don't want to handle these clients because they're chancy clients and they may damage the reputation of the CPA.
They've actually got problems, otherwise it would be in the door.
They actually had clients who didn't have financial issues.
AVS Media Demo.
The clients that did have financial issues that would pay your bills. And from that, that's where you find out about how businesses become capitalized. And you find early on, particularly in agriculture,
AVS Media Demo,
that you want to stay away from any U.S. Small business loan backing or at all, or USDA banking backing at all, because you don't realize what you're signing away.
AVS Media Demo.
And to this day, I counsel my clients that if they're getting loans, be careful about what guarantees you have and what your promise, what your personal guarantee is on.
AVS Media Demo.
Because they hold the individual liable.
That it doesn't matter whether it's corporate setup or liability setup. They're going to require personal responsibility.
Oh.
And so if your business fails,
AVS Media Demo,
say, we won't pay them.
Even if they're a corporation.
And because you personally endorse it as a shareholder, then they're looking at you personally repay the loan. So if you've got
AVS Media Demo
requires heavy capitalization, you think government loans are the way to go, and borrow $400,000, it doesn't work. After 2 years, you realize you have to shut it down. You end up
AVS Media Demo
$100,000 after all the assets are just said and done. The U.S. government wants their money,
and they'll get it from the
and they'll get it any way they can. Selling your personal residence, selling your vehicles, collecting your
AVS Media Demo,
your wages. They want their money. There is available, just like there is with the IRS, some offer and compromise where you can say
AVS Media Demo
$30,000, $100,000. But it's rarer with U.S. government backed loans than it is with the IRS. It's a very, very difficult thing to tell your clients to stay away from the easy camp.
AVS Media Demo.
Okay.
A lot of my clients, a lot of particularly small business clients, run across microeconomic situations. Matter of fact, the university and
AVS Media Demo
have helped small businesses in
microfinance,
with Western Carolina small businesses, and they're very helpful in having these people think through where's their income, how their income.
AVS Media Demo.
What's the reality of those expenses, and how do they get financing for it? The only problem I have with these microfinances is that they rarely connect
AVS Media Demo
or loans with small businesses. They used to try to connect government loans with these small businesses.
With the same liability problems.
Same liability. And banks, when they get a
AVS Media Demo
government bank-backed loan, small business loan, they're thrilled. You work with any bank, they'll have 90-95% government-backed on the loan, and you think that the bank is just the most wonderful person in the world. Until you
AVS Media Demo.
They get 95% of the loan back.
There's no problem for them whatsoever.
It's the government that's looking for the balance due.
Because they have the enforcement ability.
Right. So, but
AVS Media Demo.
The micro business incubators, as I call them, financing is still difficult. I am exposed to some
AVS Media Demo.
I'm exposed to some nonprofit organizations actually helping with micro businesses, small businesses, giving them loans. So whether it's a religious organization,
AVS Media Demo
Foundation, there are some small business loans, but it's usually catered to what's considered minorities, women, and racial concerns. And
AVS Media Demo
at offering $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in operating loans and not requiring payback for 10 years. One of those organizations is something called New Leaf Corporation, and it's
AVS Media Demo
in Winston-Salem, and very helpful with small farmers and small
AVS Media Demo.
No, small personal service corporations, landscapers, those type of things. And things that don't require heavy
AVS Media Demo.
But there's no way for them to borrow operating capital. So the reality of starting a business is whether you have a good plan or not, whether you thought through it or not. In my case, the first time I opened the door.
AVS Media Demo.
I was smart enough to continue my state newspaper subscription so that I could do the crossword puzzles in the morning.
But also keep your day job, too, ultimately, with the National
Guard. Well, you look busy.
AVS Media Demo.
But ultimately, the problem with particularly rural, and whether it be mountains or whether it be agriculture coast, is the inability to get operating.
AVS Media Demo.
Whether or not you have a good plan, the advantages of most of the micro incubators is that they make people think through the not only the income and expenses.
AVS Media Demo.
Calendarizing of the expenses so that you know when the money flows in and when it flows out.
Sure. So banks no longer, or very few people, give like a continuing
AVS Media Demo.
I know that some years back they did.
Exactly right. They did. They did have what was called capital loans that were personally.
AVS Media Demo.
What we used to call demand loans. They'd give you $10,000 with no collateral other than your smile. That's tightened up very much. Even professionals.
AVS Media Demo.
Targeted in the past now have to have some type of equity and assets to back up their business loans. I've seen so many attorneys.
AVS Media Demo.
They use it today. There's so few of the loans. I will tell you that the banks that made it through, most banks in this area have
AVS Media Demo
real estate loans.
Yes.
in some type of construction project. The banks that made it through that in this area were banks that were not large banks and not the very small banks, but the medium-sized banks.
AVS Media Demo.
Heavy personal endorsements on their real estate loans. And so the banks that have survived, the BB&Ts, the First Citizens, really require
collateral. AVS Media Demo.
The big banks, there's no way you can get a personal loan through the big banks. The small banks, you may get small bank loans. In the past, small banks would allow their loan officers to have
AVS Media Demo
signing ability of up to $50,000 or $75,000. If he looked at you and thought that you were a good business risk, he could sign off on a capital loan or a personal loan for $30,000,
$40,000. AVS Media Demo.
Hasn't Dodd-Frank, and I know this was brought up in the debates, but I was actually talking about a year ago with someone about this. Hasn't Dodd-Frank made that more difficult?
Dodd-Frank has made it difficult.
AVS Media Demo. Auditors.
The Fed FDIC auditors have made it more difficult.
Oh, really? Just as a regulatory thing?
Because there is the law, but there's no regulations that go with the law. Most like on
AVS Media Demo.
The law that says there's going to be a capital gains tax at a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the regulations and the detail from
AVS Media Demo.
What fits as capital gain? What the tax rate is? When it becomes in force? When it? What assets apply for it? Right now, Dodd-Frank still is at that first stage.
AVS Media Demo.
It's not been defined well enough. The FDIC officers come in, and at one bank will require 85% financing on non-resident
AVS Media Demo.
And go to the next bank and have 7%. And it just depends on who the auditor is and how he interprets those laws. So banking is really strapped at this point. They are not making any
AVS Media Demo.
They're not making any. Everything has to have equity accompanied to it. Equity not on an appraised value, the equity on the latest sale value of
AVS Media Demo.
Closure value.
Nowadays, yeah.
So if you know that there are three ways to value an asset, one is the assessed value from the county or the tax collector.
AVS Media Demo.
One is the appraised value. Someone in the business comes in and tells you that it's worth so much. And finally is the comparative sales value. Well,
AVS Media Demo.
Values. And at this point, the comparative sell values are the foreclosure values, which are the values that they loaned. So getting any type of mortgage slant.
AVS Media Demo.
And in fact, your experience was that you lived hand to mouth through the first 10 years of your business established.
But I did it with a smile and with a blue blazer and fine.
AVS Media Demo.
It's amazing how you can live on so little food and be such a disappointment to your parents.
I think that's one of the things. Yes, right here.
AVS Media Demo.
But I did accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. And the accomplishment was, and I didn't realize this until I've talked about the downfalls of opening own business and the capitalization of the business.
AVS Media Demo.
That I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. I was able to do my profession the manner and the fashion that I wanted to do it in, by the standards that I had, standards that I knew I wanted to be higher than.
AVS Media Demo.
I came through a fairly good ethical business. And again, in the 70s, quality of living and ethics were very high and very important.
AVS Media Demo.
Release of standards or more. And in the process, the firm that I was with, unfortunately, had a bad audit out of Atlanta and went bankrupt in 1990.
AVS Media Demo.
To the point that even the retired partners had to ante back up to pay off the railroad.
Wow.
And so, you know, in those 10, 15 years where I'm sitting back saying, what a fool I was for that
AVS Media Demo.
In my practice and not being able to have my personal ethics involved. Suddenly in 1994, I'm brilliant.
AVS Media Demo.
I have my assets, and I'm not on the bankruptcy list.
I remember that the old joke in law school was that people would offer you a partnership if they had to pay some debt.
AVS Media Demo.
That they would want to make you a partner in order to spread
to
the
spread
debt.
The debt. Exactly.
Not to spread the wealth, but to spread the debt.
Partners, law firms are just living organisms. They're much like my wife.
AVS Media Demo.
Working with college students now and actually teaches a course on millennium, working with millennium generation, and has discovered a book that she brings to these kids.
AVS Media Demo.
Spider and the Starfish. And law firms are much like starfish. Is that sometimes you may see a starfish with only two legs, and if you a little bit later, they have all five legs back.
AVS Media Demo.
They cut off legs when they have cash and they don't want to
spread it around or to share it with anybody.
They grow it back and they have debt. What she helps
AVS
with is very
Media Demo.
When it comes to management and seeing businesses, because when you consider that concept, what's the difference between a spider and a starfish? They basically look the same. There's something in the center and there's things.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, the spider, if you take one thing out of the spider, it doesn't grow back. It gets smaller and smaller and eventually dies. On the starfish, you can't.
AVS Media Demo.
There is new life. So a lot of what's happening with younger people now is that they consider themselves the starfish. They consider that they can regrow the organization because
AVS Media Demo
and how special they are.
The narcissism of youth.
The older generation is a spider. And when you cut off enough legs, it dies. And
AVS Media Demo.
You see these management concepts that are going through business now. It's intriguing to watch, and it's very helpful with my clients, even though we are small.
Mm-hmm.
Probably management raises its head.
AVS Media Demo.
But small business than it does for large business. Small businesses don't know what type of management they have until they realize they've done it wrong.
That does make sense. Sure, sure.
AVS Media Demo.
I tell my clients that because we live in our terrain and because we're rural, that when they need to add employees, to not be discouraged.
AVS Media Demo.
15 hires to get the right employee.
Sure.
The question becomes, who compromises whose standards?
AVS Media Demo.
Who owns the business, sit back and say, you know, I really wasn't expecting him to be 100% productive, but I was expecting him to be 60. Maybe I'll lower that to 50.
AVS Media Demo.
That say, if you're not productive at 80%, I'll go to the next guy.
And you just have to kind of set the rule.
And you, in particularly rural communities, you have to sit through it, which makes
AVS Media Demo
one of the most open labor force employers in the nation. We don't care if you're tall or short, if you have one arm or two arms, We don't care if you have an educator, you're not educated. We don't care what sex.
AVS Media Demo.
We need 80% production. Can you provide it for me on a consistent basis?
Good point.
And that's it. Is one of the when I came to Mountains, my perception was
AVS Media Demo.
A very conservative, fundamentalist situation that. That I would have to make some huge compromises on my ethics to get back down to the
AVS Media Demo.
What I found was a wide open society, a society that didn't care who your parents were, a society that didn't care what school you went to, a society that judged you.
AVS Media Demo.
What you
yeah. So That's one of the advantages of having your own business and seeing what's happening, and to work with businesses and try to maintain
AVS Media Demo
continuity in what's going on in the past, what's going on now.
Well, Dan, I appreciate it, my friend.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks.